USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. and Iraq officials are reporting American diplomats and troops in Iraq and Syria were targeted in three rocket and drone attacks in the past 24 hours, including at least 14 rockets hitting an Iraqi airbase hosting U.S. forces, wounding two American service members. U.S. analysts believe they were part of a campaign by Iranian-backed armed groups. Investigators have identified three men found shot to death on a golf course at Pine Tree Country Club in Kennesaw. That's a country club in the Atlanta suburbs. But it's unclear what prompted the violence. Golf pro Eugene Siller, 46-year-old Henry Valdez of California, and 76-year-old Paul Pearson of Kansas. The gunman ran away on foot and remains at large. Federal Judge J.P. Bouley in Georgia says he will not strike down parts of a state's new voting law. On Wednesday, he struck down the lawsuit brought by the Coalition for Good Governance because there are already runoff elections underway in the state. USA Radio News.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.